Hello and welcome to the MB Om podcast, where you will learn to master the business of yoga with guests from around the world who have experienced becoming successful yoga teachers, studio owners, and much more. Now, here's your host, Amanda Kingsmith.
Hey everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the MB Om podcast. I'm super excited for today's episode of the show because it's going to be our last episode before 2017. So today's episode is going to be a really fun year in review, looking back on, you know, what 2017 was like, where I went, what I learned, and so much more. But before we dive into that, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Yoga Boss Babe. I had the chance to interview founder and CEO of Yoga Boss Babe, Liz Nguyen, a couple weeks ago. If you haven't listened to her episode, go back, have a listen, and learn all about what Yoga Boss Babe is about and what really inspired Liz to create it. In the meantime, Yoga Boss Babe is a monthly lifestyle subscription box for passionate and motivated yoga instructors who want to build and grow their yoga businesses. You get really awesome goodies delivered right to your doorstep every single month. There's a monthly book club with an inspiring book. There's things like healthy snacks, notebooks to inspire your teaching, and so much more. You also get access to an exclusive Facebook group that's only available for Yoga Boss Babes. It's been so fun being a part of it. We had a secret Santa and monthly Facebook lives, access to all the workshops, and so much more. You can get 15% off your first box with code MBOM15. So head on over to yogabossbabe.com, enter MBOM15, get 15% off, and get your subscription box on your way today. This episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Fave Yogis. Fave Yogis has been sponsoring the podcast for a number of weeks now, and I'm so grateful that they are. They're a brand new app based out of Santa Monica, California, and they were created with yogis and yoga teachers in mind. The founder created them out of a need that they had personally. As a yoga practitioner, you can relate to this idea that you want to practice a certain type of yoga or you want to attend a certain workshop, but it's really hard to find because Mind Body Online is linked specifically to studios. What Fave Yogis allows you to do as a student is to go in and look up different workshops, different classes, and find where teachers are offering that. As a teacher, it's a great, great app to allow you to enter your regular weekly schedule, as well as to allow you to enter one-off events and workshops and have students be able to discover you super, super easily. The app is free to download in your app store, so head on over, download Fave Yogis, F-A-V-Y-O-G-I-S, and use code MBOM to let them know that I sent you. All right, now on to today's episode of the podcast. So I'm going to kick this off by talking about where I went in 2017. So I kicked off 2017 in Myanmar. And Myanmar was a place that my boyfriend and I had been planning for a number of months. And it was somewhere that we weren't able to go our first time in Asia due to visa restrictions. So we were very excited for that trip. From there, we went to Thailand for a couple of weeks, headed over to Bali, Indonesia, where we spent 2 months. It was so amazing to be back there after a couple of years since I did my yoga teacher training. We were able to get in a really great routine there and really buckle down and get some work done. From there, we went to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia for a couple of weeks before heading over to Japan, where we met up with a couple of friends and traveled with them for 3 weeks. From there, we headed over to Taiwan, where we spent a month and then finished off our time in Asia with 1 week in Seoul, South Korea. From there, we made our way back to Canada, where we spent the month of June, July, and September. We were kind of all over the place, though. We traveled a lot. We went to Toronto and Montreal. I did the West Coast Trail. And we spent the month of August mostly in the States. I had 2 speaking gigs, which was super awesome. We went to a podcast conference, which was one of the speaking gigs, explored Atlanta, Charleston, and Los Angeles. And then come October, made our way back to the US and then onwards to Mexico City, where we spent the last 2 months. So it's been a really, really full on year travel wise. And one of the questions I get asked the most is how I'm able to keep up with everything that I do while traveling. And I don't really have a good answer for that question, to be honest with you. It's just about balancing your schedule and being as productive as possible during the day so that you can go out and explore afterwards, or, you know, have your weekends nice and clear to be able to explore. But I'm not going to lie, I really, really enjoyed our more times where we were staying put a little bit more. So 2 months in Bali was great. You know, having that time back in Canada was awesome. And these last 2 months in Mexico City have been really, really relaxing in terms of being able to, you know, unpack our bag and just get a lot of work done. And so we're currently on season 3 with the podcast, and season 2 was where we were at, you know, come the beginning of 2017. And then when I got back home to Canada, that's when I took my season 2 break. And then this fall, I launched back up with season 3. And now we are, you know, well into season 3. And this is actually my first solo episode in season 3. And I want to talk about that for a second because it hasn't really been intentional. Honestly, the podcast has grown a ton. I was actually just looking at some download numbers to do this episode. And downloads have more than doubled since last year. So when I was doing my year in review last year, I was really happy with my download numbers, and I looked at them this year and they have more than doubled since last year. So to everyone out there who's listening and connecting with the topics, thank you so, so much. One of the great things that happens with a lot of growth like that is that, you know, I've had a lot more access to guests on the podcast. More people are keen to come on the show. More people know about it. More people are reaching out to me. And so I've been so, so busy with interviews that I just, you know, haven't even sat down and done a solo episode. Whereas with seasons 1 and 2, I had a lot more time to sit down and talk about those topics. But I really still do love doing solo episodes. So if anyone out there has a topic that you really want me to cover, I'm totally happy to cover that with you, or cover that on the show. So definitely just reach out to me at info@mbomyoga.com and let me know. Our anatomy episode with Dr. Arielle Foster from a couple weeks ago was actually inspired from a request that I got a couple months back. So I'm listening to you. I hear you. If there's something you want to hear on the show, let me know and I will do my best to get it on here. And so a couple of other highlights from 2017 in terms of the podcast, not only have download numbers grown, but this is the first season of the podcast where I've had sponsors on the show. So we kicked off season 3 with sponsors from Book Yoga Retreats, which is one of my favorite booking sites. We've had Ceteris, which is an amazing cloud-based accounting company that focuses on yoga teachers and yoga studios as one of their specific lines of business. We've had Yoga Boss Babe, which I'm super grateful for because I absolutely love what Liz is up to over there. And, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, definitely go check out her episode. She was so fun to chat with. We've also had Fave Yogis, which is an amazing new app. And then also Fitbizzle sponsored the podcast for one episode. And they're a really cool company that's coming out of the UK, trying to, you know, provide a different option other than Mind Body Online software. And so, you know, I'm really grateful that I've been able to have sponsors on the podcast. It's been awesome to be able to bring you really great deals from awesome companies, and then on my side to make a little bit of income off of the podcast. And on that front, I want to talk about, you know, the last year in business. You know, to be quite honest, MBOM was something that I started on the side of everything else that I've done, and a lot of other things that I've done have kind of dropped away because MBOM has been growing so much. And it's been really amazing to make money off of this vision that I had for so many years. So I've had the opportunity to work with a number of different clients over this past year doing, you know, coaching and consulting on their yoga business. I've done a number of different website projects with yoga teachers, design projects, as well as a couple of video projects. And then on my personal business side, with my own personal teaching, I had the opportunity to teach all summer while I was back home in Canada, which was really amazing. And I also finally launched a YouTube channel that has been in the works for over a year. My entire idea when I went to Asia was to create this YouTube channel called Yoga Anywhere, where I would be able to take people along with me wherever I was practicing yoga. And I ran into a couple of recording glitches, and I also was really just scared to put it out there. I mean, any of you out there know that it's really scary to kind of share what you do because there's people on the internet who are not so nice. And I finally just buckled down and decided that I was going to do it. So if you're interested in checking out my YouTube channel, you can go to amandakingsmith.com/YouTube and check out my videos. It's been slowly growing. I'm getting more followers, which is really cool. And it's mostly just been really fun to commit to teaching a weekly class online. And so I think I'm 9 weeks straight now releasing content, and I have no thoughts of slowing down at this point. So that's been pretty amazing. I also released 2 new courses this year. My boyfriend and I put out a Yoga for Men course, which has done really well on Udemy, as well as I just launched a 7-day meditation course, which has also had really great feedback on it. If that's something that you're interested in checking out, you can definitely go to amandakingsmith.com and just click on online courses for access to those, or send me an email and I'll send you a super awesome promo code so that you have access to that. So those are kind of my highlights for this past year in terms of, you know, business and podcasting and everything I do behind the scenes that maybe you guys don't know about. And I want to dive into a couple of lessons that I've learned over this past year, because one of my big things about reflecting on a year is, you know, always looking at how much you've grown as a person and what you've learned. And so, you know, last October when Ryan, my partner, and I set off on our Asian adventures, it was our first time kind of being quote unquote digital nomads. And I think that one of my biggest lessons throughout 2017 was learning how I work on the road. And, you know, I've had over a year of experience. I've actually had over 2 years of experience of remote work now. And, you know, a lot of that last year was moving around a ton. And a couple of things that I've really learned is that an organized schedule, an organized, you know, calendar is really important. So I live and breathe by a paper day timer. Of course, I also use Google calendars as well, but I find my phone really distracting. Somehow I always end up on Instagram. So, you know, I wear a watch for that reason. And then I also have a paper day timer. My choice of day timer is the Passion Planner. I just got my new one in the mail for 2018 and I could not be more excited to start using it. And I just write everything down in there. And I set up my schedule around different things that I have. So if I have, you know, a call with a yoga teacher or a class to teach or something that needs recording, or, you know, a call for one of my other consulting gigs, then that's sort of what I base my schedule around. And then I fill in my time where I'm not on calls or online or teaching with all the other projects I have to do. And I found that having a really organized schedule and a really organized to-do list has really saved my life in terms of actually getting projects done. Another thing that I've learned is that, you know, I can work almost anywhere, but a quiet space is definitely better for me. So settling down in Mexico City has been really great because Ryan and I have been able to get co-working memberships. And, you know, that's something we had in Bali as well, which I think is part of why we loved Bali so much, was that we were really able to settle into that routine. Not only do you get a community atmosphere that way, but it's just also, you know, more dependable Wi-Fi and quiet space than going to work at a cafe every day. And I find that I'm a lot less distracted by things like, oh, I should go cook lunch, or, you know, maybe I'll just go hang out in my bed for a couple minutes, or maybe I'll practice this new pose I'm working on, you know, if I'm in a co-working space versus at home. So that's been a really, really big learning for me. Another thing I've learned is that as much as I love traveling so much, I also love being settled. We talked about this on our World Wanderers, which is my travel podcast, year in review. But Ryan and I both agreed that the summer was way too busy while we were at home. You know, we went home to be at home in Canada for a couple months, and we ended up not staying put for more than 3 weeks. And that just gets really tiring. It's super, super exhausting. It makes it hard to get work done. It makes it hard to see your friends. And for me, I'm really big on, you know, personal connection in person. And so, you know, going into 2018, I have a lot of intentions to keep the year really slow, less plans, you know, less crazy travel, definitely still exploring new places, but really focusing on, you know, introspection, time for myself, and not getting, you know, quite as crazy with seeing all different parts of a country or the world and that sort of thing. Another big lesson that I've learned this year is that, you know, patience can really pay off. Like I mentioned before, for the first, you know, year and a half of its life, you know, MBOM wasn't making me any money. And it was something that I just continued doing because I get so much value out of the conversations that I have with yoga teachers. I have so much fun interacting with the different people that I talk to and learning from them. And, you know, it's amazing to see on the downloads as they grow. And it's amazing to see reviews come in and to see that people are getting, you know, real life value out of it. But it was, you know, it's something that I kind of looked at about a year ago and I was like, you know, I can't continue to just like make this for free for the rest of my life. Like it's time consuming and, you know, at some point, like I'll go broke if I don't make money. And I think that one of my biggest things was just learning that like patience is a virtue. And if you're persistent with something that you love, like it will pay off. And I think that that's a really important lesson in the yoga industry. It's a complaint that I hear consistently is that as yoga teachers, we don't make enough money or, you know, you're not paying the bills. And I think that just keep putting the work in, keep putting the effort in, you know, keep hustling, like hustle, 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 and it will pay off. And, you know, I think that the podcast is a really, really perfect example of something like that. And a highlight that I want to talk about that I missed was my private Facebook community. I decided to launch it in the summer. I was really, really hesitant to launch it actually, because, you know, I have a lot of yoga teacher friends who also have private Facebook communities. Shannon Crow from the Connected Yoga Teacher is a great example. And since then, you know, I've become a part of a lot more. And I just felt like, you know, they're already doing it and, you know, maybe it's not right for me to do it as well. And, you know, I don't want to copy anyone and that sort of thing. And I just kind of figured, you know, it's the same as the yoga industry. Like if I was going to have that attitude about yoga teaching, I wouldn't teach ever because there's so many yoga teachers. And I just thought there's something unique that I can offer in a Facebook community. And now we're almost up to 300 members. So if you're not a part of it already, it's Yoga Business Badasses on Facebook. You can just search that in the search bar. You'll find it and I'll let you in. And if you're already in there, thank you so much for being a part of the community. Something that I think that, you know, you may not realize is that podcasting is kind of, it's kind of like a weird, lonely thing. Like you put all this effort into this episode and then I hit publish and I send it out there to the world. And I see that people are getting it like on their devices and that they're listening to it. And, you know, the occasional person sends me an email or writes a review or that sort of thing. But for the most part, I don't really get to engage with listeners. And having this private Facebook community has allowed me to not only engage with my listeners, but also just meet other yoga teachers from all over the world and to really see what they're struggling with, which helps me become a better podcast host and bring you a better show. So that's been a really, really amazing part of 2017. So I think that talking about, you know, what I've learned and highlights of the year, it's also important to kind of touch on the side that has been not so good. And so a couple of things that have been really challenging about this year, definitely a low light was getting really bad food poisoning while I was in Myanmar. So I kind of kicked off the new year with food poisoning within the first 10 days to 2 weeks. But since then, I've been nice and healthy, which has been really great. But another big challenge has been a change in workload on my boyfriend's side. He accepted a larger role with a company that we both consult with, and it kind of, you know, tipped our world on its axis and really changed our work schedule and our workflow. And it has been a challenging adjustment, but it's also been really good. It's allowed me to spend a lot more time on MBOM, as well as some other projects that I have in the works for 2018. So I think now is a great time to look forward to the year ahead. And so for me, I'm going to be in Mexico City until about mid-May, at which point we might do a little bit of travel before heading back to Canada. But I think we're going to be in Canada for the summer into the fall. And then honestly, I have no idea what fall looks like. I turned 29 this year, which means my 30th birthday is only about 14 months away. And I've started looking at, you know, some bigger goals and things that I want to achieve before then. So those things might affect our fall plans for next year. In terms of the podcast, I want to continue growing it. I want to continue having amazing guests, bringing you real life topics, talking about how you can improve as a yoga teacher. So if you have any topics in mind, any guests that you'd love to hear from or have on the show, definitely let me know. Send me that email, join the private group and suggest it. I would love, love, love to hear from you. At some point, I will probably put the podcast on season 3 break. We'll take a little bit of a break before diving into season 4. But if you're a fan of the show and you're wondering if we're stopping anytime soon, the answer is no. We will be continuing for a while still. I'm really, really loving this community and growing the podcast, growing the show, and I don't plan on stopping that anytime soon. I'm continuing to hope for amazing sponsors that can give you great products and services, as well as, you know, help me out on the revenue side. I also plan to continue working on website projects and taking on one-on-one clients. So if you're looking to kick some ass in 2018 and you want to work with me, definitely reach out and let me know. I also have a really, really awesome offering that's coming up in 2018 that I'm super, super excited to share with you. I am going to be co-leading my very first yoga retreat, and it's going to be on my favorite topic, the business of yoga. You guys are going to hear from Kelly Smith from Yoga for You in the first episode back after the Christmas New Year break. And she's going to be talking about how to create a yoga experience. So instead of just teaching a class, how to really create an experience. Kelly and I had a fabulous conversation, and since then we have teamed up to offer a really awesome yoga business retreat. So it's going to be in Nicaragua at the end of April. So it's April 28th to May 4th. And we've teamed up with Adzentures, which is a really cool company that, you know, helps yoga teachers offer retreats. So if you're looking to offer a retreat, Adzentures is a great company to work with. They've been super, super helpful with us in terms of, you know, finding the retreat venue, in terms of helping us with pricing and marketing and so much more. But if you're interested in the retreat, this is what it's going to look like. You know, 7 days, 6 nights, just as I said, there's going to be local activities. So you're still going to get to see Nicaragua, but each day is going to feature a yoga or meditation class and then a master class on something around your business. The entire theme is around elevating your yoga business. So Kelly and I have teamed up with what we're really great on. So we're talking about branding, brand audit, on and offline marketing, social media, creating communities, defining your niche, expanding your offerings. So, you know, how to lead successful workshops, how to get private clients, how to start offering teacher trainings. We're going to be talking about sales funnels, which I love, love, love talking about. And all of it is geared towards creating an action plan for you. So not only do you get to come to this beautiful place in the world and learn from Kelly and I, but you also get to leave with an action plan that you can implement as soon as you get home for your yoga business. On top of that, you're going to get continuing education credits towards Yoga Alliance, which is super, super amazing. If you have any questions about the retreat, you can send me an email at info@mbomyoga.com. And if you want to find out more about it, just go to www.mbomyoga.com/retreats. And of course, there will be information in the private group about it. And this is super, super exciting for me because I really, really, really want to bridge the gap between yoga and business. And I think that this is a great way to do it. There's something really amazing about coming together as a small group and being able to learn from one another and to do really hands-on workshops. I'm all about learning by actually doing, because it's easy to listen about topics and be like, okay, that's great. But when you can actually look at, you know, what is my niche and how can I build my sales funnel around it, it's so valuable for your yoga business. As well, this is ticking off a massive goal that I've had on my list for a while, being able to offer something like this. My long-term goals are to be able to offer programs like this all over the world. I also have one other quick announcement that I'm super excited to be launching in 2018. I'm kicking off something called Yoga Business Bootcamp. It's going to be 12 podcast episodes, 12 video series, as well as 12 module course. Of course, the course costs money. The rest is free. And it's going to be at mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. Stay tuned for that. If you go there, the page isn't up yet. It'll be there very, very soon. And I can't wait for you to be a part of it. Final announcement is MBOM is hosting a goal setting workshop tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are interested in spending an hour and a half and reflecting on 2017, just like I did, but diving deeper into what went well, what didn't, and what you want to do for 2018 with some really specific, tangible goals, head on over to mbomyoga.com/goals. Sign up for the workshop. It's completely free. It's going to be over Zoom. It's going to be super chill, super fun, and you're going to leave with a couple of really hands-on goals that you can work with for the next year. I'm all about not just dreaming up a life, but actually creating our dream life. And so that's what we're going to be doing in this workshop. So I think that this concludes this episode of the podcast. I would really encourage you, whether or not you're going to come to the goal setting workshop, to do something like this in your own life. Sit down and look at what's been really awesome in the last year. Look at where you've gone. Look at your teaching. Look at your yoga business. Look at what's worked for you, what hasn't, what you want more of in the future, and set goals around that. Make it happen. And I think that the only way to move forward into the life that you really want is to reflect on the year before and see what's been working and what's not. Anyways, that's all for now. You can find show notes at mbomyoga.com. As always, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Mastering the Business of Yoga. Thank you so, so much for listening. Wishing you the happiest of holidays and a happy new year. And we will be back on January 8th. Thanks for listening and namaste.